I do believe him. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 336. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. I'm glad you're here today. Hey, guess what? I took another look at our schedule for the year and discovered that there are actually not 365 episodes in the plan. Nope, there are 360. So after this episode today, there are only 24 episodes left for this time reading through the Bible. We're in the home stretch. Our reading today is Psalms 140 through 142. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for the Psalms. I thank you for the way your servant David expressed the joy, the pain, the victories and the failures that most of us experience in life, and how we can come to you in the midst of them. Help us to be people after your own heart as David was. I ask that you bless each one who hears this episode today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 140. Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men, who plan evil things in their heart and stir up wars continually. They make their tongue sharp as a serpent's, and under their lips is the venom of asps. Guard me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men, who have planned to trip up my feet. The arrogant have hidden a trap for me, and with cords they have spread a net. Beside the way they have set snares for me. I say to the Lord, You are my God. Give ear to the voice of my pleas for mercy, O Lord. O Lord, my Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further their evil plot, or they will be exalted. As for the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into fire, into miry pits, no more to rise. Let not the slanderer be established in the land. Let evil hunt down the violent men speedily. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and will execute justice for the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. Psalms chapter 141. Lord, I call to you. Come quickly. Listen to me when I call to you. Let my prayer be like incense placed before you, and my praise like the evening sacrifice. Lord, help me control my tongue. Help me be careful about what I say. Take away my desire to do evil or to join others in doing wrong. Don't let me eat tasty food with those who do evil. If a good person punished me, that would be kind. If he corrected me, that would be like perfumed oil on my head. I shouldn't refuse it. But I pray against those who do evil. Let their leaders be thrown down the cliffs. Then people will know that I have spoken correctly. The ground is plowed and broken up. In the same way, our bones have been scattered at the grave. God, I look to you for help. I trust in you, Lord. Don't let me die. Protect me from the traps they set for me and from the net that evil people have spread. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, but let me pass by safely. Psalms chapter 142. I cry out to the Lord. I pray to the Lord for mercy. I pour out my problems to him. I tell him my troubles. When I am afraid, you, Lord, know the way out. In the path where I walk, a trap is hidden for me. Look around me and see. No one cares about me. I have no place of safety. No one cares if I live. Lord, I cry out to you. I say, You are my protection. You are all I want in this life. Listen to my cry, because I am helpless. Save me from those who are chasing me, because they are too strong for me. Free me from my prison, and then I will praise your name. Then good people will surround me, because you have taken care of me.
Beloved, I truly love each of these psalms that we read today. David really did love God with his entire heart, mind, and soul. And these psalms reveal that very clearly in my view. I do have some thoughts I'd like to share with you about Psalm 140. There were times in David's life when he was pursued by men that literally wanted to kill him. He was slandered. He was hunted. This is a psalm that was written during one of those times. Do you ever think about the power of your words when you go to the Lord in prayer? David asked God not only for deliverance from evil men who would do him harm, but also he asked for their destruction. Listen again. He said, "As for the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into fire, into miry pits, no more to rise." I had a conversation with a man recently who had been the victim of slander. Another person was literally trying to destroy this man's reputation and his business. The attacks got so bad that this man, for whom I have tremendous respect, prayed this psalm, asking God to deal with his attacker. And the response from God was so powerful that he told me he would never pray this way again. He told me that this person's life was utterly destroyed. He didn't tell me any details, but based on our relationship, I do believe him. If we are truly being attacked by genuinely evil people, God, our Heavenly Father, has it in His power to come to our rescue. His plan for our life will not be foiled by anyone or anything. If the plans of our enemies would keep us from fulfilling God's plan, I believe He will intervene on our behalf. I love the way David closed this psalm. He said, "I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and will execute justice for the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence." What do you think? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'll see you tomorrow when we begin Song of Songs by reading chapters 1 and 2. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.